of Bike Lafayette, here to talk about May, which is Bike Month. And it's like here upon us, isn't it? May is tomorrow, I believe.
Yeah, first day.
And you know, we're very conscious of bikes here on the UL campus. More and more students are riding their bikes. They've put out a lot more bike racks, and there are, of course, the new bike lanes on campus, and everyone's getting used to those. And I know there are other plans in the works to make it more possible to bring your bike on campus, travel with your bike, transport your bike. So we're all very interested in bikes, and May is a good time to think about it. Weather's really nice. So how long have you been on the board, Monique?
About a year now.
Okay. And Jillian, how long have you been working with Bike Lafayette?
I'm one of the relatively newer members recruited primarily for an interest in diversity and my presence here on campus being a student here as well.
So you're intimately aware of all of the improvements on campus in regards to bikes. Well, and that brings up the point, one that you all want to stress, is that Bike Lafayette is growing and expanding and diversifying. So you would have a lot of new members coming in and really trying to get new ideas. But let's talk about the mission. I think, Monique, maybe you could speak to that, the mission of Bike Lafayette.
Yeah, so Bike Lafayette is a nonprofit organization working to promote bicycling for recreation and transportation by building community among all cyclists, educating about cycling safety, and advocating to improve cycling conditions in and around Lafayette.
That sounds so simple when you say that, but I know you all work very hard and are really trying to be creative to achieve some of those goals. And last year, I think you all had one big event. It was the
Festivelo.
Festivelo, yes. And people loved the name, and that really, I think, got a lot of people interested in what you all are doing. But it sounds like this year you're trying to have more events and different kinds of events.
Right, so we're trying to diversify a little bit more. So we have several smaller events spread throughout the month that will represent all types of cycling communities.
Because there are many. But
there are many more than I ever knew.
Yeah, it's not a monolithic group with everybody doing the same thing. So maybe we can start off just kind of going through the month to give people an idea. We won't spend too much time on any one event because, like you said, there are many throughout the month. But you have a website that people can visit.
Right. So what we're going to do is just kind of give the date and what's happening on that date. But for more information about any of these, please go to bikelafayette.org.
Very simple address, bikelafayette.org. So you'll be starting very early in the month. Tomorrow is May 1st.
And May 2nd, we'll have a bike valet for Downtown Alive. And that's a free valet that we do for every DTA.
And maybe explain just what would a bike valet mean?
That means instead of driving your car downtown to go to Downtown Alive, you can take your bike and we'll keep it in a safe spot for you, make sure that nobody will take it, and then it's there for you when you come back.
All right. And where is that going to be? Or will it be marked clearly downtown?
Yes, it will be marked clearly.
Okay. All right. So if you're interested in biking downtown for Downtown Alive, and the weather should be really pretty on Friday.
Looks
so
nice,
be
yeah.
A shame not to bike and be out in the open. And then you have a ride that's sort of the proclaiming Bike Month, I guess.
Right. So this is going to be our third annual Bike Month proclamation ride. So that might be a fun one to come to. That'll be on May 6th. Then also on May 6th, Precision Bikes starts their monthly time trials, which is how fast you can ride your bike, you know, for 10 miles. May 7th would be Bike to School Day. May 11th is Rocks Randonnée. And then May 12th through 16th is Bike to Work Week Challenge, whereas if you post a selfie of you and your bike, we give out prizes. So that's something to look into.
And that's going to be a little tricky. You got to make sure the bike is in the selfie too, don't you?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
So you and your bike.
You can't just take you above your bike. It's got to include both of them. So Bike to Work Week has been kind of an integral part of Bike Month. It seems like I've heard about that for a long time.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we want to encourage more people to do. We're doing more education so that people feel more comfortable riding their bike to work. And something we definitely want to promote.
Okay. And some of these, of course, it's National Bike Month, so people all over the country are doing activities like this and participating and trying to encourage more biking.
Right.
So that takes us kind of to mid-month. And then, Jillian, you're kind of in charge of an event called Women on Wheels, the WOW Ride.
Yes. And kind of what Monique spoke of earlier is we're trying to encourage all types of people to get out and ride. And Women on Wheels is there to encourage women to feel more comfortable riding out throughout Lafayette here. And it's a friendly, supportive ride. It's geared towards women of all ages, all types of cyclists, from cruisers to fixed gears to road cyclists. And it's a group ride, so we'll only go as fast as our slowest rider, and we'll look to go about 10 miles or an hour, whichever we hit first, or just kind of until we feel like stopping off at that point. And it's just to introduce beginning women riders into the sport of cycling and getting them more comfortable with the commute.
Okay, but any woman could join, even if they've been riding for quite a while.
Oh, yeah,
they could
absolutely
join the ride as well. So that's on May 14th, kind of mid-month. And then you've got, I guess for people who are a little bit more experienced, you have an overnight bike trip.
Right. So this is going to be more of a more experienced ride or somebody who wants to get into bike touring. We have a bike overnight on May 17th and 18th, and that is going to be a weekend trip on the Longleaf Trace in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And you'll ride out to a destination, and you could either stay the night or you could ride back.
So not from Lafayette, are
no,
you
going to go? No. Not that far.
Not that hardcore.
It'd be a longer ride than that. So you will actually drive with the bikes to this area.
To that area and then ride out and back to that start point.
If you're interested in that, like with any of these other events, you can check out the website, bikelafayette.org, and there will be more information. And then an event that's really important. I think this just some people worry about biking because they don't know how to take care of their bike. And so this helps them learn how to maintain the bike.
Right. So on May 19th, we're going to have our first Maintenance Monday. And this is something that we're looking to try to get into the habit of doing. But it's just going to teach you basic maintenance skills for your bike. So I think the first one is focusing on how to change a tire, how to fix a flat, and how to clean the chain on your bike. So both while you're out on the street, if you need to fix a flat, you'll be able to do that. And also some maintenance, what we call preventive maintenance, which keeps your bike kind of in shape so it functions better.
Well, that sounds like you should have quite a crowd for this one.
Yeah.
A lot of people very eager to know how to take care of their bikes. And then on May 21st, you have a Ride of Silence, and that is really a national. There are people all over the country organizing Rides of Silence. Tell us about that.
Right. So that's for anybody that's been hurt or killed by a motorist for the year. And we'll have a card to put in your spokes card that would honor everybody in the area for that. I was actually on this folks car last year, so luckily not this year.
You were doing quite well. You were in an accident, weren't you?
Yes, I was hit by a motorist while on my bike.
Okay, and you've recovered quite well. You're working on that.
Absolutely.
So what do you feel when these rides of silence? Do you have an emotional response when you go
on
one?
Well, sure, because I'm the lucky one. You know, I mean, a lot of these people have died by motorists, but I think it's so important to bring awareness of bicycling to the community because we do want to be a bicycle-friendly community. And the more education and awareness we have, the safer everyone will be.
So this is a very important ride for people to participate in.
Absolutely.
Yes.
On May 21st, and that is the Ride of Silence. And then the Fixie Fest. Does that have to do with maintenance again?
No. Actually, Fixie is actually a type of bike. It's called a fixed gear bike. Mm-hmm. So it's a single speed bike that so it's fixed in one gear. And the pedals continue to move. So you have to apply pressure both forward and backward to control the speed of your bike and to brake. And they're kind of like their own little subculture of bike, and it's very fast growing here in Lafayette. It's very popular. And we're going to have a Fixie Fest event for them in which we'll have kind of a series of events that they could participate in just for them. And there's cash prizes there as well. And that'll be kind of done in coordination with Hub City Cycles downtown.
So you really are reaching out for a more diverse organization. You want all people to feel welcome in Bike Lafayette, no matter what they ride, how they ride. And that is good, because as I was thinking about, well, how do I think about cyclists, or how would a lot of people think? And you think about the professionals, you know, the ones who are out there in their gear and riding fast and riding for miles. And you think of children, you know, and those two groups seem to be, it's like we ride bikes when we're children, and then a lot of people stopped, and it was really the professionals. But you're hoping to encourage all groups, men, women, young people, people with different kinds of bicycles, that it is a sport that can include everybody, and not just the very young and the professionals.
Right, because like you said, it goes across a variety of mm-hmm, ages, mm-hmm. And we just want to make it aware that it's something that could be for everybody. And I think you hit the nail on the head there. We want everyone to feel welcome.
And to feel like they can continue riding bikes throughout their life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not, again, you don't just leave your little, whatever, you know, early bicycle with the training wheels behind and then you don't pick it up again, that there are safer ways and more ways to ride your bike. After the Fixie Fest, and again, that is a kind of bike. If you do have a fixed gear bike, you can find out more about this event on their website, bikelafayette.org. And then the Zydeco Trail Ride. Is that a new event this year?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The wonderful people at Mountain Bike Lafayette have been building trails, mountain bike trails, out at Acadiana Park. And
huge shout out to them. They've been doing a great job.
Yeah. Excellent work. I've ridden them myself. And they're just fantastic. They're fun. It's something for pretty much any level of mountain biker. We just want to encourage people to go out and know that they're there, that they're building them, and that they're continuing to build them. And it's just a good time.
How many miles of trails do they have set up out there?
I think about two mm-hmm. miles total. And mm-hmm. this is a great way to be out in nature and be on your bike and, you know, do some different things. It's a really fun time.
So when you say the Zydeco Trail Ride, is that something that everybody starts at the same time, or it's just a day where people are encouraged to go and try the trails out?
I think they're going to try to meet up at around the same time. Of course, it's...
Check the website.
Yeah.
Check the website.
They are trying to meet out at the same time, but it's the trail can't accommodate groups, masses right. riding together, but usually single file.
Yeah, it's not like the start of a marathon where everyone is like,
it would get really messy really fast.
All right. Well, again, with any of these events, just check their website. Or do you have also a Facebook page that people can like and find out more?
Yeah, Bike Lafayette. Okay. We also have a Facebook group, Bike Lafayette.
All right. So you can sign up for any of those.
Definitely come find us.
And you'll keep people apprised of all of these different events throughout the month of May as well. Now, summer, for many people, families with children, the start of summer has to do with summer reading programs at libraries. That's very important, signing up for those reading programs. And you are collaborating, or you're timing this event with the summer reading program. Tell us about that one.
Absolutely. So now we're kind of hitting the end of the month. We're going to mm-hmm. have a big blowout on May.
It's still May.
May 31st. May 30th, we're having the summer reading program and a helmet and bike giveaway, which we try to do every year. So when you show up to the library, we can show how to fit helmets correctly on children, and we'll give away helmets until we're out.
All right. And that's at the Southside Library on Johnston Street.
Correct.
Okay. So you can meet up there at the end of the month. School is out. It's time to think about summer reading and cycling. And you can do both. Sign up and maybe win a bicycle helmet for your child there.
Well, the bicycle helmets are free. I think you win a bike.
Okay. Oh, win a bike. You're going to have more people out there.
Yes, everybody come.
And then having won the bike, the next day you can do the Kittical Mass Schools Out for Summer Ride.
Yeah, so Kittical Mass is a nationwide bike ride just for kids, where we promote family safety. And we always go down safe routes, and it's once a month. And like I said, that's going to be wrapping up bike month. We have a lot of stuff going on that day.
Okay, so the Kittical Mass Schools Out for the Summer Family Ride, and you can find the trail, the map on the website again if you'd like to know where it's
going
to be going.
Yeah.
Downtown. And then one of your final events is called Better Block Bertrand.
And that is actually one of our board members, Tony, has been working on that. And what we're gearing towards with that is to provide you with an opportunity to see what bicycle and pedestrian-friendly living could look like in a day-long demo. So that'll be there on Bertrand, and more specifics could be found on that on the website.
All right. And it looks like you have valet bike service again on that day.
Yes. Absolutely. And also on May 31st, I just want a quick reminder that for our BMXers, there's also the Dust Bowl Jam that day.
Yeah, so this is fun to watch. There's a lot of tricks that goes on. There's a lot of really great guys out there and girls that that do this. It's definitely be something you want to come see.
Okay, and where is that going to be?
That'll be at the Dust Bowl, actually, at the Youth Park.
All right. Youth Park Dust Bowl. We are talking about the month of May, which is Bike Month, and my guests are Jillian Jacobelli and Monique Cole. They are on the board of Bike Lafayette, here talking about their expanded offerings, reaching more diverse group of cyclists than we have in the past. Women, children, people with particular kinds of bikes, people who need to know more about biking or fixing their bikes, really trying to cover the gamut of what people might want to do with their bikes. And I think we might want to talk again about the ride your bike to work. People might want to be gearing up for that, so to speak, because that would take a little planning, I would think, for a lot of people.
Yeah, so we actually have – so it's the week May 12th through 16th, mm-hmm. but May 14th is actually the bike to work day. And yeah, so that you can find information on our website again about how to stay safe and what, you know, the safe routes are and that kind of thing, how to get to work and what the benefits are and why we would promote that.
Mm-hmm. What to do with your clothes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know I ride to campus every day. Mm-hmm. I actually commute to work and to school every day. I don't own a car. Mm-hmm. So I always make sure, you know, try to think ahead, try to think of, you know, am I going to need a change of clothes? Am I going to need rain gear for that day? What's the weather going to be like? When is the flow of traffic heaviest versus lightest?
Right.
And I try to plan those things out in advance.
And you're an experienced cyclist, so I'm thinking that people who might want to try that ride to work, it's a good idea to start planning now, as you said, to look for the safe routes.
Yeah,
and think
and
about
contact
what you might need.
Us. I mean, we're more than happy to give classes and talks about what's the way to do it. This would be a good week to start because we're hoping to have a lot of cyclists out that time. You won't be alone riding, you know, your bike to work this week. So
you won't be the lone cyclist on your way to work. So a full month of activities. Again, look at that website. Check off the events that look like they would be interesting to you and contact Bike Lafayette if you have questions about any of the events. Like their Facebook page and mm-hmm. you can keep up with all the events there. So are you all going to be participating in a lot of these events? Do you have one that you're really looking forward to?
Oh, absolutely. Monique? We're going to be participating.
All of them.
Okay. No one in particular. So your bikes will be primed and ready to go for the month.
Yes.
Yes, they are. How many bikes do you have, Monique?
Oh, I only have one.
You have one, the one special bike. And how about you, Jillian?
Two road bikes, a fixed gear, and a mountain bike.
So. All right. So you can participate in some of these special. Sounds like you can do the Dust Bowl and the Fixie Fest. And
I'll try to do as many as possible.
All right. Well, that's and all of these events that you all are planning this month will really encourage more people to use their bikes. And I know you all are looking to a more diverse offering throughout the year as well. Do you have any events after the month of May that people might want to know about?
We have several coming up, and, mm-hmm. and instead of listing some and leaving some out, I'd say, again, just check the website. We do have a really good calendar up there that'll list them.
Okay, but lots going on. You can be assured of that. So bikelafayette.org, and you have a lovely little T-shirt.
Thank you very much.
That's a nice symbol. I think a lot of people would want that. So simple. And are those available?
They are, yeah. Okay. So we do sell stickers, 3M stickers with this Bike Lafayette logo on it, and T-shirts and all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
I know for
nice.
A Kidical Mass, we'll have some stickers for the kids. I'm sure we have some other stuff planned, too.
All right. Very nice. BikeLafayette.org is the website. Nonprofit organization trying to encourage more people to ride their bikes more often. Well, thank you both for coming by to let us know. Again, Jillian Jacobelli and Monique Cole on the board of Bike Lafayette. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.